Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for making Saturday AM Live part of your schedule. I want to welcome you. This is Vance Rogers, your illustrious host. I'm going to have to look up that word because I don't know what that word means, and I use it on a regular basis. But I get to play host every Saturday morning, and I appreciate those of you who join live. I especially appreciate you today because this call is going to be all about you. And those of you who are listening via the recording, we'd love to have you join us from time to time. But for the time being, thank you for listening to the recording. And today is going to be a fast-paced, just power-packed call. And it's going to, we don't have a guest. We're not interviewing a successful NICAN person or a successful person in their field. Instead, we're opening up the line to allow people to share what motivational saying, what phrase, what just concept that is one of those things that gets you charged up and gets you going into every single day and into launching into your week and your month. NICAN is one of those companies that, with the five pillars of health, with the humans being more philosophy, it attracts people who want to be successful. It attracts people who want to get more out of life and not just ride the train or ride the wave. They want to make a contribution to themselves and to other people. And so today, we want to hear from folks. And as I was impacted a couple weeks ago by a phrase, six words, that altered the way I look at what we have the opportunity and the responsibility to do as human beings, is that we either set in the stands or we get in the game. I mean, if we're coming into the arena of life, we have two options. We can either set as a spectator or we can be a participant and get out on the court, get out on the floor, and get in the game. And I think if we're breathing, we might as well get in the game. And many of you have heard Dennis Williams quote the Phoenix Suns motto, that when they go out that tunnel onto the arena floor, a big banner above or a plaque, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it simply says these words, that the game is scheduled, we have to play, we might as well win. And bottom line, that's what it comes down to. If the game is scheduled, if the game of life is taking place and we're in it as an alive human being, well, we have to play, we get to play, we get to be part of it, we might as well win. I mean, who wants to go into life being a loser? That's not what it's all about. It becomes very dull and boring if we have that mentality. And the six words that really, really challenged me, and I was sharing these with Reed Nelson right after I'd heard him. I think it was the same day or the next day. And he just looked at me and said, Vance, I'm stealing that from you. And if a guy who's been part of NICAN for more than two decades, who's earned over $20 million, looks at you and says, I'm stealing that from you. Man, that is really good. And if he can get charged up, I'm thinking, wow, these are six powerful words. And here they are. And I encourage you, if you don't have a pen and paper in front of you, to grab one, because I know inevitably somebody's going to share something with us in the next 30 minutes that's going to alter the way we think about our lives, or even hearing ourselves say something is going to change our perspective of, you know, where we're at and what we can do from this point forward. But the six words are simply this: I bust mine to kick yours. I bust mine to kick yours. And, you know, when I read those six words, it was on the back of a T-shirt that our eldest daughter, McKenna, brought home from a volleyball tournament. I just looked at it and I said, Sweet Pea, I am so incredibly proud of you. I am so charged up that you would see something like that and adopt that philosophy, because I've watched her, Stacy and I, for the past few years. We've watched a girl who really did not know anything about this sport called volleyball, and she has grabbed hold of it. But that, it's more than just about a sport. For her, it's about our thing called life. And she's grabbed hold of life and has run with it and has literally, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns and doing more than just taking that steer down, if you're a rodeo calf roper, so to speak, but literally taking every single day as an opportunity to overcome any obstacle that's out there. And so those six words are just so incredibly powerful. And it's not offensive if you look at it from the perspective of we have to conquer foes that are out there that are going to try and weigh us down. And it's not that we're trying to put anybody down. That's not it at all. We're just going into life saying, you know, I want to be an overcomer. I want to be a victor, not a victim. I want to be the person that God's created me to be, so that I'm not playing second fiddle, so that I'm playing first chair every single time. So I bust mine to kick yours. And you can read into that however you want to, but for me, it means every single day that I get up, that I have breath in my lungs, and that obviously if there's breath in my lungs, then I'm alive and I'm there to serve a purpose and to serve people. And if that's the case, well, there are things I got to do that we all need to do to make life a success, not only for ourselves and for our families, but for the people that come in contact with us. So that's how I want to segue right on into things. And the line is open, and the way it works, it's really, really simple. All you have to do on your phone line is hit *6, and that will open your line up to put you into the line. I have to mute it out because there's a lot of us that are multitasking right now that are driving, or we're getting breakfast ready for the family, or whatever the case may be. But we want to hear from you. Those of you who are on the road of life, in this journey, being a human being more, you've grabbed hold of Niken's philosophy of humans being more, and you're saying, you know, if there is one nugget, if there is one phrase that I use in my life on a regular basis, I may not quote it every day, but it's one thing that I heard years and years ago, or I just heard it recently, whatever that may be, these are the phrases that we want to share, and we want to encourage the group today, because the reason why, and we'll get more into this next week, but the biggest reason why is we're at a pivotal point, those of us who are really serious about Niken, and maybe that's just as a product user or a solution user, but we're at a pivotal point in our culture that, and we've been there for a long time, but I think it more now more than ever before, that we really can make a huge, huge difference in the lives of people around us. But we can't do that unless we're motivated and challenged every day to really live life to its fullest. It's that carpe diem philosophy. Seize the day and get out there and make some lemonade if we've got a bunch of lemons. So *6 on your phone, that'll put you into the line, and don't be shy. You may not think it's as big a deal as you realize, but I guarantee you, all of us have phrases, we all have things that we use on a daily basis, and we want to hear from you. So, there's your cue, folks. The line is open again, *6 on your phone line, and if there's a bunch of background noise where you're at, if you don't mind hitting it and then hitting it again, and that'll mute you back out, and we can keep the clarity at its optimum.
Good morning, Vance. It's Linda in
Good
Oregon.
Good morning, Linda.
I hope this is the kind of thing you're looking for. Years ago, at Humans Being More, I had a dear friend that went to Humans Being More with me, and what she picked up out of there was something wonderful will happen for me today. One of the phrases that we've all heard at Humans Being More. And what she's done with that, and it was something that I was really drawn to myself, she does ceramics and has her own shop, and she's a graphic artist, so she does very, very good work. She has made plaques out of the ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
And I have purchased those for all my kids and some other people, and of course I have one for myself, and they hang by our front door. So as we leave in the mornings, whether it's to work or to do something else, something wonderful will happen for us today, and we focus on the good of that and look for the good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have mine here right in my kitchen, and it's just something that I see and think every day. The other thing I like is, if it's going to be, it's up to me, I make things happen. So that phrase kind of runs through my head.
If it's going to be, it's up to me, I make things happen. Taking ownership of it. Absolutely. That is fantastic, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you for kicking us off in the right direction. Who's next?
Okay.
See, now we have a problem because you guys are being shy. You can't be shy.
Hey, ma'am, this is Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
I got an email from my niece, who has kind of the same warped sense of humor that I've got. But, you know, on reflection, it really makes some sense for a lot of us. And we were talking about kids and raising kids at the time. But she said, sent me a quote saying, "I plan to give you love, nurturing, and just enough function to make you funny." It just makes me realize sometimes we take ourselves way too seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the phrases I learned as a 17-year-old, not so serious with life, but always with God. And if we take life too so seriously, then it really becomes dull and boring, and there's no sense in that. That's no fun at all. Thank you, Chris.
Illustrious is notably or brilliantly outstanding because of dignity or achievements or actions.
Okay. Paul, you're going to have to rewind here. This is Paul Briggs from Indianapolis, Indiana. And say that one again. That's a lot of big words. Those are Dave Balzer words, my friend.
Well, you said you're going to have to look up illustrious because you introduced yourself as that every week. And so it'd be good to know what it is. Notably or brilliantly outstanding because of dignity or achievements or actions. I guess there's one before. It says well-known, respected, and admired for past achievements.
Okay.
So there you are.
There I am.
And that is true. You are illustrious, absolutely.
And Paul, give us one of yours, because I know you have an arsenal of quotes, of pithy sayings, of phrases that you hold on to that motivate you day in and day out as a pilot, not actively flying right now, but was there a phrase when you stepped into the cockpit every time that you kind of said, okay, you know, God, keep me in the air when I'm supposed to be in the air or on the ground, you know? Anything at all.
Ice is not nice. No.
Ice is not nice. That's good.
That's when your wings start filling up with ice and you go, oh boy, we've got to get out of here. I guess I've been reading in Ezra and Nehemiah, and in Nehemiah they were rebuilding the wall and the temple, and it's just amazing that this great work that was being done was seen by others in the nearby areas that they didn't want it to be accomplished because it just was competition to them, and that meant that the kings surrounding, you know, Jerusalem would lose this area to those who are rebuilding, and so they were, I mean, they were viciously working against the people, and so I think sometimes I can feel that way in Nican is that there's so much opposition in ignorance or other areas of now wellness or even healthcare that you know, it seems like there might be some competition in the world where we didn't have that before. And so this is a good saying that, you know, I bust mine. I don't know about the kick yours part, but, you know, but, you know, there's a work to be done, and I believe that Niken is growing and about to grow very strongly. And I believe that is because people like you and me and the people on this call are starting to take Niken seriously for themselves. I think we've had some really great leaders, illustrious leaders, and I really believe that it's our turn to go ahead and, you know, pick up that that call and that work. And I think I can just say I've been really working through in my heart, and we've made it to platinum and then kind of plateaued off here. You know, we just sponsored my son. I'm excited about him being on our team, and mm-hmm. he is headed off to college. And we want him to go off to college with a wellness dorm room.
Absolutely.
And then Luke, as he's just been starting to think about Niken, and he asked a few questions, like, basically, I'm not really sure what it's all about. or what this thing is, you know, and I said, you know, that's a really good start, good question. So
Paul, I want not to interrupt you. I'm sorry, but I wanna allow as many people to share. Is Will take the you know lead and actually hit star six? But I want to go back to something you said, because those workers, the people that made the decision to rebuild that city. Back in the book of Ezra, and this is Old Testament, folks, so this is going back several thousand years, and we're not going to get preachy on you at all. We're just referring to history. This is a historical story. And what they were doing was exactly what these six words are talking about. I bust mine to kick yours. They were working with the tools in their hands to rebuild, but at the same time, their swords and their ammunition were laying right next to the tools they were using to rebuild the wall, because they knew at any given point the opposition that did not want them to do that were going to come and attack, and that we have to have that mode of being twofold, that we bust ours, we do whatever we can every single day to make our lives better, and at the same time we have an arsenal of solutions available to other people. We're not there to attack those people that are coming into our lives as these people were to tear down what was being built up. But we have to have an arsenal to provide other people the same solutions. And sometimes that's not a necessarily a Niken solution, but maybe it's a phrase or something that we learned this week. And I had a dear friend of mine call me the other night, right as I was getting ready to go to bed. Just past 10 o'clock, and he was so excited about a DVD that I'd mentioned to him, and he wasn't even finished with it. He said, I still got 27 minutes left, but I cannot believe this information. And it wasn't about network marketing. It wasn't about Niken Solutions. Well, yes and no, it was about Niken Solutions, but it was a movie, a documentary, and he was so excited. And he said, Vance, this message has got to get out. And that's what I'm talking about. It's we provide the solutions for other people. So, Paul, I didn't mean to cut you off.
that's all right.
I know how exciting and how thrilling it is, especially when a family member joins the ranks and starts to realize that hey, this is kind of a different perspective. This whole thing called network marketing. This thing called Niken. And,
yeah, it is. And he, you know, I started explaining a little bit, and then he talked about one-on-one making sales, and he wasn't too excited about that, but when I talked about residual income, he said, oh, really? And then he started to list a few people that he was interested in talking to. So that was pretty exciting. When I look at the story in Nehemiah about rebuilding the wall and what you said, they were building with one hand and they had weapons in the other hand, and then they set guards. I think as I search my heart, is that I have been guilty of doing one thing that they also did here, is they prayed to God for help, but then at the same time they set guards and they also got weapons themselves, and they went to work. So it wasn't like they all prayed and said, now, God, you do this for us, and we'll just kind of sit back and wait. And I've been guilty of that myself. And so, you know, the first part of this is I bust mine, you know. It's just like, no, I have to take that responsibility. When we went to, made it to platinum, I took that responsibility. I said, you know, somebody has to lead. And I did. And I just remember going out, calling people and the excitement of going to other people that share this really great thing called NECAN. These solutions that were changing people's lives, the passion in my heart was so high. I was just ecstatic about it. Then the idea that other people were doing the same thing and they were in my business and I was being paid from it was really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So that again is starting to return, and I really see a strong future in NECAN, especially as NECAN is taking the bull by the horn and making sure that the products we have are totally NECAN. And I'm really excited about the waterfall. That waterfall is one tool in our arsenal that a person could create a whole career on.
Absolutely.
And it's a wonderful price point that we, you know, we're not asking people to invest, heaven's sake, $4,000. for one product that we, you know, have $299 wholesale, and that's pretty exciting, and ours changes people's lives.
Yes, and that's what it really comes down to is there's so much more that we can be doing, but it really is, as it's already been saying, that philosophy that we learn as humans being more. And it's, if we can incorporate that every single day, if it's to be, it's up to me. We have to take the lead on this. We have to be those ambassadors of wellness to say, hey, look, we can change this. We can change it. It is a fight. And every single day there is opposition out there that's going to come against us, that because laziness, it breeds laziness, and there's a lot of people out there. Why, when you walk into Costco or Sam's, the very first thing that's there are these mammoth big screen TVs? It's not because that's the most convenient place in the store to place them. It's because that's the highest ticket item, and that if they want to move some, that's what they want to move. It's not changing tires over in the tire center. It's not the, you know, 2 gallon pack of milk back in the refrigerator section, but it's these big screen TVs. And the problem with that is it's warped our culture into thinking that, oh, that's the item that I need to take with me, or that's the item. And all that does is it breeds more laziness, and it really has warped our culture. And even our marketing and our media today is really kind of, well, it's up to us. If it's to be, it's up to me to turn that around. So we got more people on the line, I know we do, that want to share. Again, *6 on your line, on your phone. Then wait a couple seconds or half a second and share away.
Vance?
Yes.
Bill here from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill from Winnipeg. What do you got for us today?
Well, I had a little bit of a revelation waking up this morning, and I was listening to a interview on radio, and it featured a prominent marathon runner turned advocate because of his problems with his failing eyesight. And I was thinking, is there any reason why I shouldn't be able to talk with this person and share some information? And that's the essence of NECAN. But one little quote here that comes to mind, and it's from a recommended book, The Speed of Trust. You've probably heard about it.
Absolutely have.
And in the chapter on intent, Dr. Wayne Dyer quotes, to quote, "The measure of your life will not be in what you accumulated, but in what you give away." Now, that is NECAN to the nth degree. But for some reason, let's throw a little bit of a curveball at everybody this morning, because I think we all have this dilemma, in that as we grow, or as we have our hindrances, you might say, we hold back, or we haven't come to the point where we feel comfortable to share, I guess we have that inner fear that, well, they're going to say no, and I guess that's just human nature. But I know that both Giselle and I here, my partner, we both see our own growth since we've been in Nikin, whether it's just our own getting ourselves involved, having been forced to get more involved, the influence of human beings more, but we all have to face that ability to share and to get out there and just do it.
You know what's amazing about what you're sharing, Bill, is that Dr. Wayne Dyer is one of those guys who has always been a hero of mine, and I quote him on a regular basis. His latest release, I think it's his latest release, is Excuses Be Gone, and I've not read the book. I listened to the audio version of it that a friend, dear friend, passed on to me, Andy, and I will ever be forever grateful. Because I went back and re-listened to him again a couple months ago, and now I see when I'm changing the channel at night to turn the television off or make sure it's set for in the morning, so that our youngest one, when she's done eating breakfast, she can watch PBS. For the past few weeks, Dr. Dyer has been on the PBS channel, and he's doing a 2-hour lecture. And I don't know if they're repeating it or what, but I'm thinking, holy smokes, this is fantastic information for people to see for free. And his truths and the concepts that he teaches that has not only changed his own life, but changed millions. But I love that quote you just shared. The measure of my life is not in what I accumulate, but by what I give away. And that is exactly what we're talking about here. That we get enough information, or we gather enough, and if we can give that to other people in the service to man, we're definitely going to be a success in life. So thank you, Bill. Appreciate it greatly.
My pleasure.
Yes. Who's next?
This is Will Johnson. I want to go on a slight tangent from your main subject matter, something that I saw in the news this morning. There is a new program that's supposed to outrun Facebook that people can use. It's called Pinterest. It's interest with a P like Papa.
Yes, Will, and my wife is an avid follower of Pinterest, and we have enjoyed many wonderful meals because of Pinterest and creative doodads in our home. But continue, Will.
Well, I was just saying that there is a great opportunity to post. It seems like you pin things in your particular website, and I think that gives us a really great opportunity to put things up. I don't know where what the parameters are for Nikan, but even with following their guidance and their parameters, I think that's a great opportunity for all of us to get additional contacts by posting something in that Pinterest. I haven't got into it yet. I just saw it on the news and Googled it a little bit.
Let me share something with you, Will, and everybody else who, if you're not familiar with it, and if I could remind folks that if you hit *6 on your phone line, and in your line, as the nice little computer or phone person says, your line has been demuted or your whatever it says, I can't remember exactly how it says. If you've done that and you're part of the live line, be ready to share. And then hit *6 again so you cut yourself back out so there's no interruption. But the thing about Pinterest, if I understand it correctly, is you have to be invited by a friend. Somebody sends you an invitation to join. Much like the Healthy Child, Healthy World wake-up story video, it all starts with a friend who makes the decision to share it with you. And that's exactly what we should be living as wellness consultants. We're the friends. You know, we're the friends. So, Will, fantastic suggestion, fantastic idea that this could be a life changer for somebody who gets a little creative and says, hey, I want to do that. I'd like to pin Niken on my wall as one of my favorite things or something that's changed my life. And do it in a way that not seems like a sales approach. I know on Facebook, it's you like things. You know, you just click like, and it's there, and it's got your name attached to it. And people can see that. So, great suggestion, Will. Who's next? I know we have people on the line that have demuted their line.
And?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Linda from Lakewood. Happy spring.
And Linda, are you convinced that spring is actually in the Northwest? Because, as I mentioned earlier, we got 2 inches of white stuff, you know, 48 hours ago, and I don't have anything against snow, but I'm not getting tired of shoveling it.
Well, let's see. It was gorgeous yesterday. Let me look outside. Yeah, that's an Oregon phenomenon because it's beautiful in Lakewood. We'll send you some down later, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, Linda, what do you want to share with us this morning?
I've learned some lovely pithy quotes, mostly from my our beloved Chuck Branum, who we should put some special prayers out for.
Yep.
And for Nadia. And so one of his pithy quotes that I love, and this came directly from him, and it's been said many ways, but in his wonderful way, he says, it is hard to help the poor when you are one of them. That's what I love. The second one I love is from our beloved Dennis Williams, and he says, when your income exceeds your outgo, then your upkeep becomes your downfall.
When your income
exceeds your outgo, then your upkeep becomes your downfall. I love that one. So that's a good one to put away for business. And then I love the third one from our wonderful convention last fall in Anaheim. Our Jonathan Holstrom said, we can do hard things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
Yep.
I love that one. I've been really, in fact, I even videotaped some of it on my tablet, and I was looking at it just the other week. And, that's a good one because we're solving some hard things that the great minds out there can't figure out, and we've already got a solution.
You know, Lyndon, I want to go back to your first one that is from Chuck Branum, because I've heard him say that many, many times as well. Hard to help the poor if you're one of them. And I don't believe that's just talking about financial poor status. I think that's talking about emotional, physical. There's so many different realms of that if we always see ourselves as a victim, or if we, you know, have that... I don't have anything against handicapped parking. I don't have anything against people that need to use that tag because they're dealing with a challenge. But that can parlay right over into our mindset that we always look at ourselves as a victim.
Yes.
And, you know, hard to help the poor if you're one of them.
Yes. And then my final one has to do strictly with on a product level. And I think I heard this on a call right after I joined a few years back. And I love it, and we're using it a lot and getting a lot of good response from future customers. And it's a wellness home or nursing home. You choose. Do you love that one?
I remember seeing that again years ago. Wellness home or nursing
or
home.
Nursing home. You choose.
And I think that when I first saw it at the bottom of an email, Elaine Shaw.
She had
that phrase, wellness home, nursing home, you choose. And then she followed that up by saying, I've made my choice.
I love that, yes.
It's up to us to make that choice.
Yeah, well, those are the ones I wanted to share, and thank you for this wonderful call. It's a great idea.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. Hey, we have time for one more. One more person want to jump on the line. And again, if you've demuted yourself and you shared... It starts up again, and that'll mute your line back out.
How about one and a half more? I'll be the half. The measure of your love is not what you keep, but what you give away. And I've just thought about this. So we have to throw away our fear in order to give away love.
Say that again, Paul. The measure of...
Well, you know, this previous conversation about the measure of your life is not what you keep, but what you give away.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to go a little further on that, this could be understood better if we said we have to throw away our fear in order to give away our love.
Mm-hmm. Fear. Very, very true. We make a life by not what we get, but by what we give. I think Winston Churchill is accredited for that phrase, but I was often quoting it, but there was another gentleman, Ewan McManus or something. I have the phrase on my wall in the office, but it does not give credit to the person who penned those words. But we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Truest definition of integrity and contributing to other people, and that's just what it's all about. So, well, hey, thank you, everyone. You guys have done exactly what I was hoping you'd do. 30 minutes worth of great phrases to live by, and these are things that if you weren't able to write them down fast enough, you can go back and listen to the recording at www.saturdayamlive.com. So Paul and Linda and Will and Bill and so many others of you that I can't remember all your names. That shared. These are things, and I want to encourage folks to search out the only way we can increase the healthy mind pillar is by taking time to not only educate ourselves, but grasping and grabbing a hold of things like this that are out there. You know, the measure of my life is not what I accumulate, but what I give away. Dr. Wayne Dyer, an excellent resource, and again, his book that's been so life-altering to me, and again, the audio version is great because when you're driving, you can always be listening to something. Excuses Be Gone, excellent resource. Another resource that's been mentioned here is The Speed of Trust. Chris mentioned that, and lots of fantastic resources out there. But we just get to avail ourselves of them and utilize them. So I have no announcements today other than next week Bo Tanis will be with us, former bass player, as in bass, you know, boom, 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 that kind of bass player, in a band and real estate agent. Also former Wellness Consultant of the Year, and he has got a great message that he's going to share with us. 100 names, 100 days. That's kind of the philosophy that he uses to launch every one of his wellness consultants. And with the launch of the qualifications for the Leadership Summit coming next October in San Diego, I couldn't think of a more perfect time. And so I encourage you to be on the call. I encourage you to tell people about the call to get them on the line or tell them to listen to the recording because... what Bo is going to share will definitely motivate you and allow us to get on the right track and whatnot. So that's next week. He'll be with us. So thank you again, everybody. It was a fantastic call. I'm looking forward to the next time we do this. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.
Hey, Vance, you still on?